And welcome back to the Nature Connections show on Natural Health Radio. My name is Sarah Turner. My guest today is Leela Devi, who is the founder of Spirit in Nature Flower Essences. Now, this is a range of essences that I use in my own practice, and I also teach to my diploma students. So I'm really happy to have you with us today, Leela. Welcome.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's good to be with you and our listeners through you and with you as well.
Yes, it's really nice to have you here. So we've got lots to talk about and so much to share. I know when flower essence people get talking, we can talk forever.
Yes.
What I would like to really just ask you, it's always really difficult, isn't it, to explain what flower essences are and what they do. And we've all got our own ways of explaining them. So could I ask you to explain to everybody what flower essences are?
Yes, and that's a yes and no answer right there, is whether they are difficult or not to explain. Yes, because the definition is not standardized, and no, because in our 37 years of existence, being the oldest flower essence company outside the UK, we have developed, you might even say, a newspaper version, which is getting it as concise as possible. Flower essences are herbal infusions that stimulate our positive qualities. And that's in a nutshell. And I know other companies describe essences as healing emotional imbalances, which they absolutely do. But their implications are so much broader than that, and this simple definition encompasses that explanation as well.
So talk to us a little bit about how you feel it's so much broader than emotional healing our emotions.
Well,
it's really interesting.
Oh, great. We are so much broader than our emotional nature. We are basically spiritual beings living in a material world or universe. And if we take it from the highest octave of who we are as spiritual beings, that can answer several questions, some of them being, why are flower essences so important these days and getting more important all the time? Because that is a reality. Our nature is spirit, and we live in this world, but we are not of it in a sense. We can live in it, but not be a part of it. We can live in it, we can enjoy it, we can experience so many parts of its beauty and its fullness, but the reality is that we are spirit. And so this definition that I offered to you allows us to see ourselves in the terms of soul qualities. As you know, Sarah, our essence line is 20 essences for 37 years. That number has remained stable. And each essence embodies a soul quality of banana for humility, raspberry for compassion, grape for divine love. And in fact, as we were talking earlier, my first two books are available, The Essential Flower Essence Handbook in several languages, Flower Essences for Animals in English and Japanese, and my first in a series of 20 children's books, and that one is Bradley Banana and the Jolly Good Pirate. And as you can imagine, even from the title, Bradley Banana, a rather unusual name, but here's a flower essence that is personified as a little boy, and he represents the quality of humility. So who does he meet? A very proud pirate captain. And this is basically an illustrated children's picture book. It's a bedtime story. And there are 20 books, one per essence. This is the first one that's published and available in English and soon coming out in Italian and German as well.
Yes, lovely. Well, I love your books. I do absolutely love your books. I actually haven't yet read Bradley. And all about the banana. What was the title again?
Bradley Banana and the Jolly Good Pirate.
That's it. I haven't read Bradley Banana yet, and I haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's delightful. I've seen photographs of it on your site, and I love banana essence. But I do have copies of your two other books and absolutely love them, and I know they're very widely available.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we can talk a little bit about your books later on. So your essences are very unique. I know that myself, and it's great that you only have 20 essences because it makes it very accessible. Let's talk a little bit in more in general about flower essences and what they do. You've already talked to us a little bit about it, but to put it in very practical terms, could you give us a couple of examples, maybe current examples of people that are coming to you or types of people coming to you right now who need flower essences? So in other words, when would we know that we need flower essences?
That's a very interesting question, Sarah. I don't know if I've ever been asked a question quite in that way. When do we need flower essences? I got an email today from a woman in India who has an autistic son, 7 years old, and he has responded absolutely brilliantly to lettuce essence for calmness. And here again is that soul quality of calmness. And we're talking about autism, which is a neurological disorder, and yet something that I call a metaphysical herb or beyond the physical can touch his little being and help him with the challenges that he's dealing with in his life of anger and frustration and inability to communicate his needs. And yet he is responding to this essence. It's not psychotherapy. He may not even know or understand what he's being given, but it is a soul quality right from nature, right from the blossoms of the bolted lettuce plant. And, you know, it just touches my heart to get these testimonials that come into our office pretty much every single day, either for people of all ages, ranging from infants to seniors, for pets and animals, and even for other plants, because basically anything with life force can respond to these flower essences because they are bottled life force. So to get back to your question, who needs these essences and when? Anytime you step outside of what our byline says, which is perfect well-being. That is our birthright. That is who we are. Anything else is like a shadow. It passes, and what remains is that soul nature. And if I may not even digress for a minute, but the word soul is even so misunderstood. May I offer you a yogic description of that?
Of course, yes, please.
Okay. The soul is an individualized expression of spirit. And interestingly, what's the name of our country, our company, Spirit in Nature Essences? So there's a little poetry there, a little play on words, that in using these essences, we get to find the spirit with a capital S in our own divine nature, and also to find the spirit or the life force within Mother Nature.
It is very succinct what you're saying. It is. It's beautiful. I really like your way of offering that any time we step outside of our perfect well-being.
Mm, and the flower essences are beautiful. And when I teach my seminars, when I do consultations, I try to be a voice for the essences. I try to be a mirror for that soul sitting in front of me or on the other side of the email to reflect back, you are perfect. And I also have to say that to myself, because who really lives in that realization every day? You know, we get our challenges, and we have to remember we are not the challenges. We are the big soul being challenged to have that beauty, that perfection, that strength flushed out even more, brought forward even more.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So that's what flower essences do. Is there anything that flower essences don't do? And I'm pondering the answer to this myself. Obviously, we know as practitioners that we don't usually recommend them for physical imbalances, but also we know that they may help.
Yes. And my answer is a yes to, are there things that they don't do? To be very, very honest, yes. They do not remove our tests. Those tests have blessings written into the little subtext. And in fact, there's a saying that there are no obstacles, there are only opportunities. So that's one thing they don't do. They also, by the purity of their own nature, absolutely will not ever, ever, ever manipulate energy, our energy or other people's energy. You know, if someone wants to fix the energy of a mother-in-law, that's fine, but we can only be fixed according to the direction we're already going. We cannot be manipulated. So that's to say that flower essences will not change us into anything but our truest self. And how comforting is that?
Yes. So safe.
Yes.
So safe. Yes.
Very safe, very powerful, very subtle. And many times I find people think that subtle means weak, and there's no connection there whatsoever. Subtle can mean on a higher level than we're able to normally, but it can be tremendously powerful.
Yes. Yes. And it almost sometimes takes the reflection of another person often to guide us to see.
Absolutely.
Subtleties. That's why it is often very, very useful to speak to another professional that can help you.
Absolutely. And also to trust our own intuition. Again and again, even children can go up to a display rack and select an essence and hold it and feel the vibration. Well, we need to trust. And what I find, Sarah, when I teach lately is that people are much more willing to accept and believe in their faults and their flaws than they are in the divine beauty within them. And that's an attitude that flower essences can help with as well.
Yes, there's almost a way of, they can help us to learn our strengths. They can help us to see beauty in our challenges and therefore to use our strengths in the world.
Yes. Yes, which is what we're here to do, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. Okay, so that's really lovely. I love what we're talking about here. There are lots of different flower essence ranges. And we've already talked about the fact that yours is quite a petite collection at 20 flower essences. So yes. It makes it very accessible to people. Yes. They are made from the flowers of fruits and vegetables. So I find, certainly with the students that come on my diploma, they link in with them very beautifully from a nutritional perspective as well. They really like the fact that our food has soul qualities.
Yes.
From your experience of meeting people who use different ranges, talk to us a little bit about how your range is different.
Okay, and you've done a beautiful job with that already, as you said. I've never heard them called a petite range. That's very sweet. Thank you. I will be copying you on that. And our little motto is fewer to choose, less to confuse. And in our 37 years, maybe once I heard someone say, you know, I needed something and I couldn't find it in your range. But I've also heard many, many people say, I couldn't find something elsewhere that I found within your 20. Or I haven't heard them expressed in that way. And so, you know, there are many different personalities, different practitioners, different chemistries between the individuals and the flower essence ranges that they choose. So as you said, our 20 essences are prepared from the blossoms of vegetable plants and fruit trees. They are 20 in number. It's a very compact set, whereas other ranges might have so many different essences for different fears. We have only tomato, as you would say, and that covers all the different facets of fear, but even more than that, because I phrase these positively in what we might call a yogic way, meaning union, The tomato essence is for strength, it's for courage, it's for perseverance. It's for battling addictions, because certain weaknesses in the human personality can express as habits that, if not done carefully, can become addictive behaviors, or in fact to substances. So, you know, a good flower essence is a good flower essence, is what I like to say. Our essence line is very strongly researched, with a tremendous history just from the number of years it's been on this planet. And the amount of testimonials, as I mentioned, which, you know, through anecdotal experience, may not be taken quite seriously enough by the scientific and medical community, but the positive side is you have, in someone's own words, from someone's own experience, with that passion of seeing certain difficulties lessened and the strength, the soul nature coming forward. And there's such a power in that.
You're listening to the Nature Connection Show on Natural Health Radio with Sarah Turner of Essentially Flowers Training and Moonflower Essences. Your weekly connection direct to the heart of nature. I'm finding myself that in the last couple of years, certainly people seem to be understanding flower essences a lot more. I think slowly they are becoming what I actually feel that they are, very much a medicine of the future.
Yes. Sarah, I could not agree with you more. I think they are just on the horizon of coming into the power that they possess, because I think there's a heightening and an acceleration of internal growth, partly because, to be honest, we look around us, the world is falling apart. You know, you read the newspaper, you listen to the news, whatever, it's all over the internet, financial crisis, the way the earth itself is being treated. You know, there are just disasters and natural cataclysms and catastrophes all the time. It seems like that is accelerating, along with a heightening of consciousness, an expansion of technology. The world is getting so much smaller. Can you remember no internet, you know, those days? So we're magnetizing to ourselves some very powerful forms of healing. Flower essences are exactly that. You know, to be honest with you again, I sometimes almost feel I have to minimize the effectiveness of this line of essences and how quickly people respond to them, because I get so much feedback about either instantaneous responses or responses within a day or two. Can I, in fact, read you a strawberry testimonial?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, one of my favorite essences.
Oh, me as well. But of course, I have 20 favorites. You probably guessed that. And I'll translate this one for you because it came in Italian. Dear sister, thank you for the consultation. Strawberry has already initiated a miracle. And this is from a sales rep. And strawberry, being for dignity, being the ability for us to draw respect from other people, this woman is a sales rep. She's a sales agent. And as we know, those people going into stores, making sales calls, working so hard, sometimes are not very well treated. And this woman then got on the phone. After taking strawberry, contacted three of her more difficult clients, and Sarah, every single one treated her differently, and nobody had any idea that that she had just taken her first dosage of strawberry essence. One of the clients said, I'm so glad you called. Listen, I'm very busy right now, but I've needed to talk to you to buy many products. I'm busy next week, but come immediately. Even if I'm busy, I need to see you. Who says that? You know, and it's almost like these vibrations in the universe change our magnetism so other people respond. As you were saying, sometimes it's the feedback of other people to see our changes. It's going to a flower essence practitioner who can help us with a better selection of essences. So there's an interactive quality that we're made aware of through our magnetism and how that changed magnetism affects other people.
Is it so interesting as well that that testimonial came from how this lady realized how powerfully strawberry was working within her was as a result of a phone conversation. So there was no physical contact. There was no facial expressions, you know, body language. It was literally a magnetism, vibration.
Exactly. Very much so.
So are there certain essences that are coming up for people right now? Are there certain themes? And I'm sure the answer is yes to this. But I'm interested as we go through different years, as we come into 2014, it kind of feels like a different year.
Yes,
it feels different. Are there certain essences that people are asking for right now?
Yes, and I have to say pear.
Okay.
That's our rescue remedy. That's for peacefulness, but that has been a standard essence for decades, that there are always resistances and crises that come up. That's the newest one that I posted today on my Facebook page, and I do encourage everyone to stay tuned through Facebook. We get so much feedback. It's such an amazing medium. You know, again, we were talking about the heightened awareness, but Sarah, sometimes people are just tired, and one thought, one beautiful image on Facebook can change their day.
Yeah.
That's all people need. But I do want to expand on that. And, you know, I have to say, people ask me, oh, do you have favorites in your essences? And I know you're not asking that. It's a different question. But at the same time, it very much depends on the individual's needs. And yet, at the same time, I know I'm speaking to you in an East Indian way, which is not this or that, it's this and that, that certain essences cycle in and out of orbit, you might say. And it's like all of a sudden, everyone is needing fig essence, which is for flexibility and for self-acceptance. And I see that essence very popular among yoga students who work on a very physical level with their flexibility, their ability to put their head on their knee, for example. But fig for flexibility also helps people to feel connected in their spiritual life, which is not the same as on a mental or intellectual level. And these people have a natural and a profound understanding of energy flows, as one does with yoga, with Tai Chi, with Karate. Also, you see in the fig personality or someone needing to bring fig forward, there's a deep and mature spiritual wisdom. And you think, okay, flexibility, that might mean weakness or a doormat personality, but no, these people have the ability to accommodate others, and yet they still keep their integrity. So they can be firm, but there's no weakness, and there's also not an edge to it. There's an amazing, relaxed quality. And can I share with you a big testimonial, because they are coming right now. Okay, and this is from an elementary school teacher who said, it took 2 days taking fig, and this flower essence made me leave behind the unconscious habit of self-criticism. Also, my attachment to being self-critical. It was like a matrix, he wrote, that was no longer a part of my life. So here's the self-acceptance part. How does flexibility tie in with self-acceptance? Well, very nicely. So, and another recent testimonial also about fig, a lady wrote, "Hi, my name is Hazel, and I found your fig essence." And then she writes with an exclamation point, "Oh my goodness, I keep forgetting to check in with my body. And when I do, my shoulders aren't scrunched up anymore because I have your fig essence. Have a great day. Thank you." So, you know, I think you can hear, Sarah, there's a consciousness, even in a written testimonial. There's a freshness, there's a life force there.
So much gratitude, so much, very profound shifts.
Yes.
And for people to actually find the time nowadays to write as well, it just shows, doesn't it? When people do take that time to write and send an email and say thank you, that is a real testimony too, that they've been profoundly touched.
Yes, yes. And it's like they're connecting either with an old friend through the flower essence, or even better yet, they're connecting with that part of themselves, that part of perfect well-being. And that's all of us. That's not, you know, for a few elite people. It has nothing to do with how much money is in your bank account, with what your blood work shows about your cholesterol. It's on a completely different level of who we are, and a very true level.
Mm. I know from working with my students that come on the diploma who study your range of essences, and quite a few of them now doing their case studies, I see pear essence coming up a lot, people that they're seeing for their case studies.
Wonderful. I'm not surprised at all. And, you know, one amazing thing about pear, Sarah, is that it has the ability, as our research shows, to sensitize people to other flower essences. It's an amazing property. It just stabilizes the energy. It brings an equilibrium. It sort of opens the flower essence door. Yeah, and if you think even botanically about the beautiful, the very dear, the very peaceful pear tree, it is so not fussy. Water, no water, sunlight, not so much sunlight, good soil, doesn't matter, grows all over this planet in temperate regions and produces an extraordinary fruit that itself is healing, what to speak of. Looking at the blossoms, touching the blossoms, being in the energy of the blossoms as we are when we take the pear flower essence.
We have a pear tree in our garden, and it is extraordinarily peaceful to sit next to.
Brilliant, yes. You of all people would be extremely sensitive. No?
One of my favorite places to sit.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so well, it's been, as I said at the beginning, we could talk for hours, I'm sure, and still be going strong. Thank
yes.
you very much, Lila, for sharing of yourself. And before we say goodbye to you, I'd love you to tell everybody how they can find out about you in all different ways. And I know you're running some courses this year.
Yes. Well, as we mentioned, Facebook is an amazing way to connect. You know, people can always just send an email, and I'll do my best to answer. It would go to the office. I would see it. I just really try to be there for people because this is all about people. We also have our home study courses, a tri-level course for people, about people, a bi-level course about pets. And this is all on the website. We have a 200-page website with a new facelift, a beautiful new design. I hope people will want to just visit and give their feedback.
Lovely. It's lovely, your website. And I'd like to add as well, your website has so much information.
Thank you, because education really needs to happen. And might I share a quick testimonial on the home study course?
Of course.
A student just wrote in, "Thank you so much for taking the time to read and evaluate my essays. Also, I appreciated your answers to my questions." And here's the funny part. She writes, "I'm experiencing withdrawal symptoms from finishing the study course." So, that's how people are absorbing the course. And I am the one who's grading the courses at this point. I think while I'm still in this world, that'll be happening. I also have some teaching coming up, some in the UK, on June 21st and 22nd in Farnham.
Solstice.
Oh, there you have it, through Soul Essences. And you can also find the essences through Universal and also now through Helios, whose head office is in Kent. They're starting to carry our line as well. And I hope soon to be teaching in the UK my new tri-level advanced certification training program that I've just run in Spain and Italy with level 3 happening in both places in March. And then February 15th, I'll be teaching in Deventer, Holland. And because that's still being organized, please just email me. Also early in June, in the northern part of Holland, near the German border in Metternich. And then at a retreat outside of Assisi, Italy, at the Ananda community, I'll be teaching on April 24th to 27th in Italian and English, a weekend of a program entitled 5 Ways to Develop Intuition with Flower Essences. And that website is www.ananda.it. And I think I know your next question, Sarah. You want to know my website?
That would be great, yes.
Okay, that's www.spiritinnature.com with 2 dashes. So that would be spirit-in-nature.com.
So you're going to have a busy year teaching, aren't you? How wonderful.
A bit. And I'm also writing my next book that will be, interestingly enough, coming out in Italian before it comes out in English. But we'll work on it for you.
Yeah, well, how lovely that the Italians are being spoiled.
Well, it goes both ways.
Yeah, I'm sure. And what we haven't had a chance to talk about, and maybe you'd like to come back another time and we can maybe dedicate a program to this. I know you have a lovely book all about working flower essences with animals.
Yes.
And I know it's very dear to your heart, as it is mine.
Very much, and I would love to chat with you about that. And I also find in the UK, and you know, in many different countries, there's a special relationship with animals and ways that they open our hearts that this planet would be so empty without their presence. And flower essences are their language. It's bottled nature. It's bottled home for them. So the responses can be immediate.
Can. It's extraordinary how animals teach us about how they're used.
Isn't it?
Well, thank you, Leela. It's been a delight, as always, to speak to you. Thank you for sharing all your wisdom with everybody and just infusing the airwaves with some beautiful spiritual nature essences.
And you, Sarah, and to our listeners, I wish all of you perfect well-being.
Okay. Thank you very much, Leela. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.